Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently the storm is already proving to be the equal of the one that we got earlier this month here. Ohio, as I mentioned before, has declared a state of emergency. The National Guard are being called up to be used to deliver fuel oil and propane across the state because everybody's apparently running out trying to keep from freezing with what's going on here right now. So it's a very ugly situation. It's even unusually cold here in Hawaii. It got down to 64 last night, which I know for those of you dealing with snow, oh, poor baby, 64 degrees. But looking at the historical temperature records for Hawaii, that is very unusually low. We're going to take a phone call here. Troy in Virginia. Aloha, Troy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This is Troy from the soon-to-be freezing land of Virginia.
Yes.
Hey.
Don't drink the water.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, ever since I did my last school paper on the Aurora Borealis, I knew all about this solar minimum maximum stuff. And ever since Gore's been doing, most people don't even know this, but ever since Gore's been doing his little stuff, I've been paying attention to the Weather Channel's historical reports, and almost always the records for both high and low for whatever date it is that they're reporting is almost always divisible by 11. Your minimum, 11-year maximum, so it's a 22-year cycle. I mean, sometimes it's 12 years, 13, 14, but it's almost always divisible by 11.
Well, though that's the sunspot and magnetic cycle, but what is becoming apparent now, and a lot of astronomers are agreeing, is the sun goes through cycles that are quite a bit longer, and we've only been able to study the sun scientifically for about 100 years, and so cycles that are longer than that have not repeated enough to be noticed, although there were these scientists who took the temperature data and using a spectral frequency analysis on the data determined that there is a 200-year cycle and a 60-year cycle that are overlapping. And when they line up together, oh boy, are things going to get interesting.
Yeah, it was just another point in the big thing of how we can't fix it with taxes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's an article of faith among the First Church of St. Al of the Gore, that the sun has no impact on Earth's climate. It's all the fault of us and our little plastic bags and our carbon dioxide. And that, of course, is completely nonsensical. The sun and the changing shape of the Earth's orbit are the dominant controls of Earth's climate. There was even that MIT scientist who supports the theory that humans contribute to global warming, but he said it's minimal. And compared to these other factors, it's negligible. Negligible out there. All life forms generate heat one way or the other, but again, it is that sun and the shape of the Earth's orbit that determine climate here. And I noticed they're back to just pushing this whole polar vortex. And this whole polar vortex is another piece of propaganda to make it seem like this is a unique, isolated event, and it isn't. Because of Coriolis effect, there's always a vortex of air over the poles. Both poles have them, Arctic and Antarctic, and it's always there. And it's just this air brings down the cold from these very cold pole caps, and that's what we're dealing with right now. Okay?
Yep, I agree.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on to other disasters, as you're probably already aware, West Virginia's utility declared the tap water to be safe following that horrible chemical spill. But over the last weekend, over 100 people had to go to the hospital after drinking or cooking with the tap water. People are still able to smell that licorice smell coming out of the tap. Downtown Charleston, the state capital, has become virtually a ghost town. Nobody wants to be in there. Nobody wants to be exposed to the water. They're staying away. It is now in the Ohio, heading for the Mississippi. This is a major monumental toxic accident, and it is a reminder that our nation's infrastructure has been neglected in the rush to fund the wars of conquest, to where we're seeing more and more of these accidents. It was another U.S. power station got shut down by a fire last week. It's all falling apart because the government is taking all of your tax money and they're giving it to Wall Street, they're giving it to Israel, or they're paying for these wars of conquest to force the world back onto using the U.S. dollar. And we are paying a hideous price for it, whether it's the Gulf oil disaster, the West Virginia spill, whatever. What is good for the American people is no longer a factor in the planning of the U.S. federal government. Now, moving on to the economy, we were talking yesterday about how when Germany asked for their gold bullion back from the New York Federal Reserve, they got a big stall from the New York Fed. New York Fed would not even allow them in to inspect their gold. And the New York Fed sent back the first of scheduled shipments to return all of Germany's gold in 8 years, and the first shipment was due now, and they sent only a fraction of what was promised, all of it recast. In other words, they're not returning Germany's original gold bars. They're just casting new bars and saying, here's your gold. According to Glenn Beck, it's only 90% pure gold, which is certainly not what Germany put into the vaults at the New York Federal Reserve. And because of that, we are now seeing word out of Investment Watch blog, Germany's legislature is looking to pass a law demanding the return of all of Germany's gold right now, no questions asked. Of course, Germany's Bundesbank, their private central bank, more loyal to private central banks than to the country in which they operate, is still out there saying, no, no, you can trust the Federal Reserve. Don't ask to see your gold. Don't ask for it back. Really, everything's just fine. You can trust. We're private central bankers. You can trust us. If you can't trust us, who can you trust? Well, of course you can't trust the private central bankers. It's obvious that the New York Federal Reserve played games with Germany's gold and probably the gold they had from everybody else. According to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the U.S. gold bullion entrusted to the Federal Reserve is now gone. So, there's a gold crash coming. There's no way to avoid it. COMEX has been declared in a technical state of default. They do not have enough physical gold to meet all their contracts. Apparently, they were in a panic last month when the contracts were coming due. And they were literally offering cash bribes to investors to roll the contracts over for a future delivery date, or for those who wanted to close out the contract to accept a cash payment for the calculated value of the gold plus a little vigorish to make the deal more acceptable. But a lot of investors who bought that gold on those futures contracts, they want the physical metal for very good reasons. And there is a crisis getting ready to happen. Another reason for a false flag attack to get us all whipped up into war and say, it's a world war, they stole our gold, it's the Iranians, it's the Russians, the Chinese have been buying it up so we couldn't replace Germany's gold. Whatever excuse they can come up with. Now, an article coming out of the International Labor Organization's latest report on global trends is saying that even though the world economy appears to be on a rebound, and I emphasize the word appears, the reality is the job market has not recovered. There are not enough new jobs being created to keep up with population growth. So the unemployed, the population of unemployed will continue to grow. Why does the economy look good? Well, we know in the case of the United States, it's because the Federal Reserve is creating $80 to $100 billion out of thin air every month. Half of it goes to Wall Street to buy their bonds, to keep them propped up, to keep the stock market looking good. And the other half goes to the United States government to keep it running. Somebody ran a poll. In the United States, 67% dissatisfied with the income and wealth distribution. saying that the system is clearly biased for the wealthy to attain more wealth at the expense of everybody else. 3/4 of Democrats, slightly over half of Republicans. That does not bode well for the November elections. We ran a similar poll on our website, and again, it was over 90% dissatisfied with this system that rewards the rich and punishes the poor. And to further accelerate the situation here, China is now tying their new spot, gold spot contracts to the yuan. From now on, spot contracts for gold in China are priced in the yuan and not in the U.S. dollar. And this is seen as a step toward greater acceptance of the yuan internationally and replacing the dollar with the yuan, which looks like it's going to happen unless the U.S. nukes China, which they may do. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Apparently, meteorologists in Germany have just issued extreme cold weather warnings for the northeastern part of that country. And I'm getting emails from people saying, so there's a little snow in the winter. You're supposed to get snow in the winter. That's no reason to doubt global warming. Yes, it is, because back in 2000, The carbon Nazis were screaming, snow is a thing of the past. Greenland's going to lose all of its ice. And all this other caterwauling, trying to stampede us into buying their carbon credits and paying carbon taxes. Any snow or ice discredits that whole human-caused global warming situation here. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call here. John in the Caribbean. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. just to go back to the economic theme, the various scandals with LIBOR and, you know, London is this financial scandal center. There's such a thing as the Baltic Dry Index. Now, it's nothing to do with the Baltic Sea. What it does is this particular index tracks all the commodities being moved and traded across the planet.
We've talked about it many times on the show.
Yeah, and, well, apparently this last month that the actual amount of commodities has dropped by something like 18%. Which
actually,
means
I think it's closer to 30%.
Yeah, recently it's gone down even further, but it was tracking down when I last checked it, about 18% at the beginning of January, even though people were pre-ordering for their to restock after the Christmas sales bonanza, as they used to call it, but of course it wasn't a bonanza this year.
Not at all.
So, this theory that the global economy is improving is completely blown out of the water by these various indexes.
No, the governments of the United States, the governments of all these nations that are basically being destroyed by these private central banks, they're going to go on telling the people everything is okay, everything is fine, the stock market is up, that proves the economy is great, and if you're going hungry or homeless or jobless, it's really your own fault, and you shouldn't blame the government for that. And what they're trying to do is to prevent from the American people from standing up and saying, you are fired, you are fired, you are fired. Get rid of the federal government, get rid of this private central bank, and let's restart the country with an economic system that serves the public interest. And they're trying to find some way to delay that, up to and including, you know, cranking up the world war for real, because that's what worked the last two times they were in this mess.
Well, it looks very serious, in the Middle East, but I think maybe people are reassessing whether it's a viable option to go into Iran.
Well, it's a viable option only for the bankers who are going to loan the money for the war. It's a viable option for the oil companies and the U.S. government, but of course it is really not viable for the American people. We're tired of all these wars. And by the way, over the commercial break, Fox News is again running warnings of terror attack at Sochi. There's going to be an attack on the torchbearer. There's going to be this. They're showing around the Black Widows. They've got these, frankly, they look Jewish to me, girls with the headdresses. And they're just hard-selling terror at the Olympics. And it just looks to me like they're at the point right now where they're going to do something really spectacular in the hope that they're going to somehow enrage all the Americans and especially all the Christians into just demanding war to the death with all those gosh darn Muslims. And it's all, we've seen it so many times before. They're trying to create a war because they see that as their only salvation from this mess of the economy and mess of the nation that they themselves created. The government and the bankers made this mess, and they want to send your children out to die to fix it. And we have to say no. We don't care what happens in Sochi, Russia. Our Senate has to stop worrying about what's going on with Israel. This government had better start taking care of this country, or they're going to be fired. And they better start playing by the rules, that contract with America, the Constitution. Because they're a legal, legitimate government only when they comply with those rules set down by we the people.
Yeah, well, just as Mr. Harper is in Israel kissing the behind of Netanyahu, we now see that these Israeli settlers are attacking the Dome of the Rock, the sacred Muslim mosque in that area. Mm-hmm. It just seems to me a provocation.
It is a provocation. They're trying to get the Palestinians or the Muslims to do something overt that Israel can then use as a justification to basically seize the Temple Mount entirely and project, you know, more power into the West Bank, steal more land, We've seen this pattern time and time again. They're doing it now down in Gaza. Somebody down there working for Israel is firing these little firework rockets into Israel that hit absolutely nothing and caused zero damage. But it's enough for Israel to say, aha, we must go in with our mad dog doctrine and just bomb a lot of people.
Yep. It seems, that seems to be the pattern they're following from way back in...
Yeah, it's a classic Israeli pattern. It's a classic Israeli pattern. By way of deception, thou shalt do war. And as far as the rest of it, you know, we're looking at all this situation. The U.S. is trying to prop up the dollar through threat of military force here. The dollar is clearly in decline. It is being kept aloft solely by market rigging and threat of military force, but otherwise unsupported by anything of value, including America's future tax revenues, because they've sold more treasury bonds than the American people could ever pay off. The United States has lost most of its manufacturing. Those products that we do make for exports are very high in price because of taxes and regulatory compliance, and low in quality because of value engineering. And this disastrous experiment with GMO has absolutely crippled U.S. agricultural exports as well. Other countries are turning our shipments of wheat and corn away at the port because it's found contaminated with these designer genes here. Our political and our economic leadership got lazy and dependent on surviving on a mafia-like piece of the action on commerce imposed domestically by the Federal Reserve and globally by Bretton Woods. And its day is over. The American people are tired of the Federal Reserve. The world is tired of Bretton Woods. They're starting to break away faster than the U.S. can reconquer them and bring them back in.
Yeah. I mean, the Federal Reserve, Michael, is a weird institution. It seems to be owned by many foreign banks, and many of those foreign banks are European and
yes,
have offices in the City of London. And bearing in mind
same,
this
it's
LIBOR...
It's the same banking cartel that has been in charge of this scam of private central banking going back 200 years. It's the same players over... The same families keep showing up. We fought a revolution to break free of this kind of predatory banker enslavement, only to be sold back into that slavery by a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president 100 years ago. And we've had enough.
It's easy to buy Congress when you can print money out of thin air.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They just create the money out of thin air. They buy our Congress. And again, it is a reminder that just as the founding fathers diffused political power across the land to prevent the rise of tyranny, we need to diffuse political financial wealth across the country in order to prevent it concentrating to a point where it can warp the nation to its own purposes. Because money does not serve the people. It doesn't serve the nation. It only serves itself.
Well, from where I sit, Michael, if the general population in Britain and America don't have the money to spend to create the nation's wealth, then it's, you know... The whole thing is going to collapse, and it will
collapse.
That's
exactly right. It is. And because of globalism, it's all going to come crashing down at the same time, and it will be a once-in-a-lifetime, longer-than-a-lifetime opportunity for the people of the world to throw off these private central banks once and for all and say, from now on, until the sun swallows the earth, we will never, ever allow private bankers to control and issue the nation's currency as a loan at interest. It's had its day. It is time for it to go. John, we got to let you go. We're going to take a break. Back with more news after these few words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take another phone call. Fabrizio from France. Bonjour, mon ami. Comment vas-tu?
Bonjour, mon ami, Mike. It's nice to talk to you again. I'd like to ask a question, a specific question for you this time. I mean, you know, as I do, that crime doesn't stand in one place. It always gets better or gets worse. And in this case, I mean, if they do get the world back to Bretton Woods, like they want, what's the next step beyond that? What would be the next step?
Well, the next step is to basically force the entire world to accept the monarchy. Okay, we're getting a lot of noise on your phone here. The final step is to force the entire world to accept private central banks issuing the global currency as a loan at interest in order to permanently entrap all of mankind in debt slavery to those banking families. That's their ultimate plan. That's why throughout history, go back and look at all wars or bankers' wars. I reprised it to the front of what really happened earlier today. Anytime a nation breaks free of private central banking, war is declared on it, or the leaders are assassinated.
Okay. And don't you think, I mean, because I read quotes from, for instance, the book from John P. Holdren called Eco-Science, and you hear him brag about how to dumb us down, how to put fluoride in the water, how to poison the vaccine. Don't you think there might be something beyond that, some kind of depopulation agenda beyond that?
Well, I would certainly think that basically once this global government, global bank is in place, they're going to want to use the medical establishment to protect the health of people who are useful and to cull out the ones who are not. They're basically going to treat the human population the way a cattle rancher treats his cattle. If they're producing milk, you keep them around. If they're too sick to do anything, you kill them off and send them to the meatpacking plant. And we will see this exact same attitude. We hear it for all the time from these people pushing the depopulation agenda. It's always somebody else they want to die or forego having children. We heard George Herbert Walker Bush talking about the useless eaters. That's how they see the global population, not as fellow human beings deserving of respect, but as a herd of livestock, that they're either useful to support the system or they're not. And if they're not useful, get rid of them.
Okay, it makes perfect sense. I like this answer. Anyway, I just a small update on the comedian Dieudonné. He's playing prison right now in France. I mean, he's been under fire for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and apparently his wife has been arrested now, and he's being the persecution continues. But himself, I might be able to go and see him perform next week. So it's pretty good news in this way, but I mean,
well, I don't like seeing that his wife has been arrested and he's being harassed, but at the same time, this persecution of him for daring to insult Israel has made him a global name. Prior to this, outside of France, hardly anybody knew about this guy. Now everybody on the planet knows about him, and they see him as an underdog and as a victim of, Israel's influence over media and government that they keep screaming doesn't exist. And he's going to come out of this okay. He's going to get concerts all over the world. He's going to, in countries outside the West, he'll probably get a film deal here probably within the next 6 months.
Yeah, and you say that he's going to record his next show in Algeria, so in a foreign country.
There you go.
So you put that well. So anyway, thank you, Mike. I appreciate, and we call you back very soon.
All right, thank you very much. Merci. And no, absolutely. Every time Israel goes after an entertainer or a star, inevitably it makes that star's fame grow. We look at these people for having the courage to just say what's really going on in the world, and they get attacked, and they come out of it far more well-known around the world. And yet they keep making that same mistake over and over and over again here. Now then, interesting little story where basically David John Marotta, who is he's an influential Wall Street advisor, and he's basically come out and confirmed what we've been saying all along. The real jobless rate in this country, according to his calculations, is 37.2%. This is worse than the worst of the 1930s depression, where it was 25%. And we've been saying this all along. The way the government calculates the unemployment rate is rigged to produce a low number for political reasons, especially as we head into the November elections. Oh, it's only 7-8%. We're just doing fine. And they don't count the people who've been out of work for so long that they're no longer receiving benefits, and they've quit lurking for work. And they're existing in the gray economy, just barely getting by. We have them coming into these food programs that my wife and I support. Last Friday was very heartbreaking. There was this young couple in their 20s. Obviously, a couple came through, and we gave them the food bag, and she walks back with the bags of uncooked rice and said, "We can't use these because we're homeless. We don't have any place to cook it. Please give it to somebody else." And this is a young couple. These are people obviously quite healthy, young. They came across as intelligent. altruistic even. There is no reason in a healthy economy for these people to be without a home. They are victims of this banking cartel and the greed of these money junkies. And they're lying to you constantly. And they're lying to you about the state of the economy, because a high stock market number is not a reflection of the economy as a whole. They're lying to you about the jobless numbers. Even CNN admitted there's 88 million Americans who are not finding work, who are simply not being counted, because it would produce an unemployment number embarrassing to the administration. There isn't a thing that's coming out of this government right now that you should ever take at face value, especially the crank up about Syria. We're going in for, you know, you didn't believe the lie about chemical weapons. We're going in for humanitarian reasons. And InfoWars just posted a story basically saying that, yeah, as Geneva 2 cranks up, was almost predictable. We're seeing all these stories about Assad is starving his own people deliberately. He's systematically torturing and killing them. And it's no more real than the claim about him using poison gas on his own supporters. Because, again, what should be there and isn't is a motive. For Assad to be torturing and hurting his own people who are supporting him. He's running for re-election. Now, there is starvation in Syria right now, because the aid that is being sent in for humanitarian reasons is being intercepted by the hired mercenaries and destroyed. And apparently the motto of the United States government continues to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. But we know it's a lie. This government has shattered its own credibility and is incapable of looking in a mirror and realizing they have lost the trust, the faith, and the obedience of the American people. Now, getting back to the economic news here, the Romanian Transport Ministry plans to complete a high-speed railway project with Chinese partners this year. See the way this is coming down? Russia and China are making deals while the United States is making war. Russia has technology and products and agriculture people want to trade for. So does China. The United States is failing because ever since the end of World War II and the establishment of Bretton Woods, our entire financial system grew fat, rich, and happy with their mafia-like piece of the action of everybody else's commerce. And it's carried out domestically with the Federal Reserve, because all the currency that you are using is borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. No matter what you do, no matter how hard you work, the Federal Reserve gets an automatic piece of the action. And what the Federal Reserve did to the people of the United States of America, Bretton Woods did to the rest of the world. And it's falling apart, because the rest of the world is tired of paying a piece of the action to the United States for global commerce and banking. And they're less and less afraid of the U.S. government's enforcers and button men coming on out there to cause them harm because of the U.S. obvious continued failures in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. This is definitely the beginning of the end here. Meanwhile, interesting story, Hungary is now cozying up to Russia after their brief brush with the European Central Bank and their disastrous brush with American GMO crops. Hungary realized how dangerous they are. They literally burned every field where GMO crops had been burned. Now they're cozying up to Russia, and they achieved what they call a breakthrough in the struggle against the dictatorship of Brussels. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy,
fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're getting word that government offices in Washington, D.C. are shutting down in advance of what is looking to be an absolute paralyzing snowstorm coming in there. All righty. Now then, developments over in the Koreas. We've been looking at North Korea. They're building pillboxes against China. Nobody really knows why. They're rattling their sabers. South Korea is rattling their sabers because, remember, the U.S. goal here is a state of war with China. Even if it is not actually being fought, like the state of war that has existed between North and South Korea. It's technically the war is still on, but they don't shoot at each other. If the U.S. can get into a declared state of war with China, then all the U.S. allies will have to stop using the yuan and the renminbi and go back to being enslaved to the U.S. dollar, much to the delight of the Federal Reserve. And the U.S. is trying two different approaches to get into a state of war with China. One is through Japan and the dispute over the Senkaku Islands, and the other is trying to fire up tensions in Korea. And they're probably going to push harder on that now because apparently North Korea has just discovered the largest known deposit of rare earths ever. Now, rare earths is a generic name for these very exotic elements on which so much of modern electronics depend. China has a huge store of rare earths. They are keeping them to themselves. And because they manufacture with them, it's their property, they get to keep it unless somebody meets their price. And so now there's this new deposit of rare earths in North Korea, and I'm sure already in Washington, D.C., they're out there saying, invade! Invade! North Korea has weapons of mass destruction! North Korea is aiding Al-Qaeda! North Korea is sponsoring terror! Their leader oppresses their people and stifles true democracy! We've got to invade! Because they need those resources, and they don't have enough real wealth, real money, to purchase them, and North Korea probably is not going to be interested in taking the dollar along with pretty much anybody else on the planet right now, because it's no longer good as gold. It's basically the value of the dollar is inflated away by all this reckless printing by the Federal Reserve, and it's propped up again only by the Federal Reserve inside the United States and Bretton Woods and the petrodollar deal around the rest of the world, and those are collapsing right now. More bad news for Boeing and their Dreamliner. Apparently, a passenger on a Norwegian Airlines Dreamliner flight looked out the window during takeoff and saw and videoed fuel pouring out of the wing because of a broken leaking valve, which is going to make everybody very, very nervous on the airplane. Posted the video to the net. It went viral. And it's another reminder that the United States, which used to be considered the world's top manufacturer, has lost that. We can't build the things we used to be able to build. All of our really smart manufacturers have already moved out of the country. Our top engineers have all been lured out of the country to greener pastures. There's a major brain drain taking place in the country right now. And we have a management culture that because of Harvard Business School and the MBA grew up without identifying with and knowing how what it takes to actually make a quality product. They look at their Gantt charts and their PERT charts, and they look at their stock portfolios, and they figure that's what it takes to prosper an economy, and it isn't. It absolutely isn't. Very alarming story coming out of Blacklisted News. Apparently, a U.S. Army Elite Special Forces unit from Fort Bragg that are not being identified are now training with local police in South Carolina. Now, this, of course, is a complete violation of posse comitatus. What are they training the police to do in South Carolina that it takes a special forces team from Fort Bragg? We know about Fort Bragg. That's where the baddest of the bad get trained, the people who go in and put holes in other people and other people's property for U.S. interests. And now the Fort Bragg people are training the South Carolina police. Another very alarming story also from Investment Watch blog. Apparently military weapons are being sent to the Utah police. And we're not talking about just armored vehicles. We're talking grenade launchers, mine-resistant vehicles. Why does the Utah police need that? Maybe they're expecting the American people might actually rise up and try and set fire to that Utah NSA data center. And they have to protect it against those American people. Just because we're violating their constitution is no reason for the American people to be upset. Real patriots welcome the government looking into their private lives. Whatever. Moving on around the world, interesting article over at Counterpunch. The problem with Scottish independence, Scotland wants to be independent again, as it was after William Wallace, and they traded their independence away over religious issues, and now the Scots are saying we want to be free of Great Britain. Unfortunately, their current plan is to have a sovereign independent government but still be tied into the British banking system. And everybody's saying that absolutely, you know, the Scottish independence will be a name only. And what Scotland needs to do is what the United States did. When you kick out the British government, you kick out the British bank at the same time and start from scratch. Now, I want to get over to the situation with Fukushima because that is getting serious. Apparently, a graphic published by the Japanese government shows the melted remains of a reactor core deep underground. It's burned through containment, burned through the dry well. It's down inside the earth, according to this diagram from the Japanese government. That's the China syndrome right there. And would explain why we're seeing all of this radioactive material coming out in the groundwater, because it's down in the groundwater. And water is a moderator for neutrons. That's why they have water in the reactor itself, to slow the neutrons to allow fission to take place. And it's looking more and more, especially looking at the cesium numbers coming out of there, because cesium is a very short-lived isotope. And cesium created during the original incident should be pretty much gone by now. But we're seeing more and more cesium coming out of the ground. They have a runaway, out-of-control, wild nuclear reaction going on deep in the ground underneath the reactors, and there's not a thing they can do about it. Another story coming out of BobTuscan.com. The radiation levels at Fukushima have increased to 800% of the government standard. And that's the new raised standard they put in after Fukushima. When the radiation started coming out, and Japan and the United States both raised their standards for safety to much higher, saying, oh, yeah, there's radiation, but it's still inside the safe limit. Trust us, you're okay. It's inside our newly raised standard. So what will Japan do? Raise the number again? It's an article from, pardon me, theconversation.com. Just in case you missed it, here's why radiation is a health hazard. And it hammers home the point there is no such thing as a safe level of ionizing radiation, and that many of these fission byproducts pouring out of Fukushima into the ocean mimic other elements. And when they are ingested by various life forms, they will become incorporated into the molecular structure of those life forms. No way to get it out. And for the alpha emitters, there's virtually no way to detect them. And that means it's in the food chain in the Pacific right now. But we're all supposed to be worried about Al-Qaeda and Muslims and human-caused global warming, and those are the things you're supposed to be concerned about. Pay no attention to the toxic water coming down from West Virginia into Ohio, into Mississippi. Pay no attention to the fish coming out of the Pacific Ocean that glow in the dark, which I guess is convenient for the sushi chefs. The government is still presuming to tell you what you should be concerned about and what you should not be concerned about. And if you have any freedom at all, you have the freedom to decide for yourself what is important to you and what is not. They're already cranking up for the November elections. Oh, gay marriage, abortion, marijuana. Don't let them decide for you what's important. You choose for yourself. That is one of the essential freedoms. I'll decide what's important to me. I'll decide what it all means. I don't need some corporate media talking head on $1 million salary telling me that radiation is actually good for me. We'll be back after Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials.
Financial